I welcome all of our guests. I know that there are many proud parents here, grandparents, aunts and uncles. I've gone so far as to fly to Phoenix for my nephew's first communion. I know it's an important time of your loved one's life, and they're all right here in front of me. And we have a group of 35 who will receive their first Holy Communion today. It shows us how our parish here at St. Wenceslas is young, faithful, and vibrant with so many first communicants this year. So I welcome all of you to our parish family of St. Wenceslas. We hope you visit us again, and we know that this day will be memorable. It will be memorable because I remember my first Holy Communion when I was 7 years old at St. Joseph's in Williston. Long ago, 42 years ago. 42 years ago, I remember the day you're going through right now. And so we're proud of you, we love you, and we congratulate you. You know, one of the best things to do if you're having a bad day, I don't have a lot of bad days, but let's suppose you are, one of the best things to do is to read some letters from seven-year-olds. And many of the first communicants here wrote me a letter to get ready for this day. Here's one of them, for example. I can't read it in its entirety. Dear Monsignor Schumacher, you are my favorite priest. That's from Elizabeth Schneider, by the way. You are so kind. I wish the coffee groups could get a hold of these. You are so kind and sweet. But I read these letters the day I received them, and I read them again this morning because these letters truly reflect the excitement that you have for this day. And they also reflect what's really going on this day. I can't wait for First Holy Communion. I am so excited to receive Jesus. I am so excited for my First Holy Communion. I can't wait until my First Holy Communion. The faith of children is, this is one of the many reasons why our Lord said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter my kingdom. Their faith is beautiful. Listen to this one. I have my dress. I have my gloves. I have my shoes. The thing I like about you is that you let us come into your house. I gave him a tour of the bear. And you say what Jesus did and how excited I am. I am excited for my first Holy Communion. You change the body and blood. You change the bread and wine into the body and blood. It is cool, Annabelle said, it is cool when you turn the bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood. So I thank you for those. I have in my first Holy Communion file, I've filed every homily I've given in the last 23 years, and my first communion file is getting fatter because all my letters are there. All my letters are there. So I congratulate you. I'm not going to speak for very long, although I more than likely will. But I want to say something to you today that I hope we all remember. I drove in this morning from Bismarck. I had meetings on Friday and Saturday in Bismarck. And I had supper with my mother and father last night. And when it came time for supper, we were watching the movie The Revenant. We paused it and had supper. We go to the table. And for almost 49 years, that's how old I am. I don't know, when did I get out of the high chair? 3, 4, whatever. But for over 40 years, I've been going to the same place at the table. It's my place. And when I'm not there, Mom and Dad know that I'm missing. So my message for our 35 first communicants, my message for us all, is to remember that this altar is our table. This is our parish center. It is the center of our faith, the Eucharist. And when we are not at it, we are missed. My mother and father, I mean, they don't, you know, cry because they miss me, but I'm noticed when I'm not there. And so I'm lucky to have parents that are 100 miles from here. I have as many meals with them as I can because I know that they will not be with me forever. We have to have as many meals as we can at this altar because we know that we are not going to be here forever. And we need to remember the words of that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which we just heard. And those words are, we must undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of heaven. It has never been said in the New Testament that getting to heaven is easy or that it's automatic. We have to desire it. We have to live our faith. And you remember this story when Jesus was walking and the people were talking about this. They had this rabbi talking about heaven. And finally, somebody yelled out in the crowd, Master, Rabbi, how many do enter the kingdom of heaven? Remember that question, that story? And Jesus doesn't say, well, I mean, everybody. All you got to do is die. I mean, I wish he would have said that. Jesus started talking about two roads. He said, there is a wide road which leads to destruction, and there is a narrow road which leads to me, and few find it. That's what the Bible tells us. What does that tell us, my dear people? We are here for a short time. We have to live our faith well. We don't have to be perfect to get to heaven. We need to desire heaven. We need to practice our faith. We need to go to this table so that in the end, when our time is over and our years are 70 years and 80 for those who are strong, we can say, Jesus, I commend my spirit to you. You know who I am because I sat at your table as often as I could. That is the altar of our salvation. I'll leave you with these words. During this Easter season, we are so accustomed to listening to stories after our Lord's resurrection. But in today's gospel, we actually heard a story from John, which was before his crucifixion. How beautiful that on the day of your first communion, we hear a story of this scene. This scene right here, the Last Supper, the First Mass. In that gospel today, Jesus is giving his final instructions. He's trying to fortify their faith. He's trying to give them courage. These are the final instructions. And what does he say to those at this table? What he says to those at this table are the same words he says to us. He told them, he reminded his apostles, I have chosen you. I am sending you to the world to bear fruit, fruit that will last. A lot of times in our life, we bear fruit that doesn't last because it's not of God. Those same words our Lord says to us all, and I will say to all of you, you have been chosen. You are commissioned. That is now your table to bear fruit for Jesus Christ, whom you love. We must love one another. We cannot love one another unless we are connected to this Holy Eucharist. So I congratulate all of you. You can write me another letter whenever you want. And maybe these guys need some letters. You got to tell them that, you know, they're kind of third favorites or whatever. They're like second, you know, they're favorite second cousins. And I got a favorite second cousin somewhere, I'm sure. It's not about me. It's not about them. It's about how our Lord comes to his people through his priests. We are honored to be your priests, and we will be honored to have this Mass for you. Amen.